am RTL-Mikrofon eine Sängerin, die wir des Öfteren gespielt haben, ganz selten zu Gesicht bekommen haben. Jetzt ist sie hier wieder mal in der Villa Louvigny, Karin Chéril. Sie ist Französin, sie spricht Englisch auch und auf dieser Welle wollen wir uns treffen. I just told my listeners that you speak a little bit of English, as well as I. So I thought we use the English language to say hello to you and how you doing, Karin Chéril.
Hello.
That says, with a smile, it says you're feeling well.
Oh yes, very well. Mm-hmm. Always.
We got three records, single records in Germany. One was Sing to Me Mama. The other was Show Me Your Man Enough. And Choo Choo Hold on the Line. Plus
That's
two
right.
albums.
Yes.
Yeah. You started in Germany about a year ago.
2 years ago. Uh-huh. With the first album, Sing to Me Mama. Mm-hmm. And then it was a simple, Show Me Your Man. And now I prepare my third album. Mm-hmm.
I was told that you've been singing a long time, that you started singing, making records, a lot earlier than with these records.
Yes, I was I was singing in French and for the children.
Yeah.
And I'm just singing in English since 2 years. And I was not dancing. It was very, very different. Mm-hmm. It was not at all the style I have now.
Yeah. It was a young speakeress of our service. She's 16 now. She said, I know her for years, she said. And she said she was doing quite different, entirely different.
Yes, very different because my look, I think, was different. My hair and my figure. I wanted to dance, to do very different things. And I was waiting for that. So very suddenly, I decided to sing in English. And many people didn't recognize me mm-hmm. because it was so different.
Yeah.
And it's very fine, very great, because I wanted to do a very different thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever go to the States, like I read in one paper?
The first time I went to the States, it was with my mother, and during a summer, 3 months, uh-huh. and we were together around all the States, and it was marvelous because I was dreaming of that for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And so the second time, I went to record my first album in English.
Is that the one, Sing to Me Mama?
It was Sing to Me Mama.
Was that recorded in the States?
Yes.
Which town?
Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And we've done the mixage in New York. Uh-huh. And so it was really fantastic because I didn't know if the public would like when I would come back in France,
and
it was a great, great surprise, and I was very anxious.
Yeah, where did you learn to dance?
Oh, I did never learn to dance, no, just with my heart and my feeling.
Uh-huh.
I would like to have the time to learn to dance because I have so many, many TV in all the Europe. It's fantastic, but I have not time enough to learn, and I would like to learn to dance and to play comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
You like Molière?
Not this kind, no. Modern style, but I have recorded very important TV in France, and it was the first time I played a very, very comment dites-vous grave, say serious.
Yeah, serious. Yeah, yeah, serious.
Play.
Uh-huh. Somebody got killed in the middle of the game, or
yes,
the
and I was murdered.
Yeah, you.
Yes, me.
Yeah, and you didn't like that very much, did you?
No, but I tried to do my best and to believe in my
capability.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever play an instrument?
Yes, I play drums.
Batterie?
Oui. I play drums.
I read that.
And I have recorded a very, very important show in France for July, where I start the show with my drums and 35 musicians, and I play
Say it in French. Well, we edit this anyway.
Yes.
Nous éditons.
Je cherche le mot morceau.
A piece, piece.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was playing a piece of Count Basie.
Mm-hmm. Count Basie, yes.
And because I like very much this style when I play drums.
Uh-huh.
To hear the music, I prefer the jazz rock, Stanley Clarke, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock. But when I'm in front of my drums, I like very much the jazz. And the old jazz, Duke Ellington, Peterson, Count Basie.
Mm-hmm. Which is not old jazz, it's actually modern jazz.
Yes, very classic.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you, we have a piece of wood here, it's sort of a table. Can you do some rhythm with your fingers? Just
No, because not with my fingers, because it's too serious and too it's too important to do with my fingers. If you see me, you will understand. It's very difficult to speak about me because I don't want to seem proud. It's very difficult to explain.
Yeah.
But I got a first prize of the School of Kenny Clarke in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good and very famous school where you learn percussions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a first prize. And I really, really play drums.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't fiddle around with boards and tables.
No.
Okay. Well, a pity. You recorded the first album in the States. I never put the question, where are you from in France? Where, de quelle région, de quel village tu es de la France?
I've spent all my childhood.
Yeah.
In the country.
Yeah, which part?
My father is a farmer, the north of the France.
Uh-huh.
And my father is a farmer, and I don't live in Paris, and I don't want to live in Paris. And every day I come back to my house in the country, in a wood.
Yeah.
And it's very important for me. I need that because I see every day so many people, and I have a life interesting but very fast, quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I need silence and I need
fresh air.
Yes.
Okay. But you still didn't tell me where you were born, le lieu de naissance.
Saint-Germain-en-Laye.
Uh-huh. Et tu es grandi là?
J'ai grandi en Normandie.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Et maintenant, tu es dans le...
I live near Paris.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's almost the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is your favorite food and drinks? You smoke? These three questions and quick.
No, I don't smoke.
No.
I don't drink.
No.
But I speak very much, too much.
But you lie a lot, huh?
No.
Je ne fume pas, je ne bois pas, you mais know, je mente.
No, not at all. Yeah. You know, I'm very quiet in the life. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a show, I like to dance and to prove many things, and I'm not quiet at all. But in the life, really, it's difficult to explain, but...
Une personne calme.
Sage. Quel est le mot?
Sage, weise.
Weise?
Sage is intellectual.
Non.
Ah, brave. Yeah.
Contrairement à ce que je montre en télé.
Yeah. Très modeste et...
Voilà.
Brave. En allemand, c'est brave.
And I do the contrary in the TV.
Yeah, okay, show business. That's show business. Okay. What else would I have liked to ask you? Any new song coming up that you're interested in to promote?
Yes, I've not finished the new album, and I have two songs to record. And I think for Christmas, I'm gonna record an album for the children with very old songs and so very different style of now, but I'm going to sing in English, perhaps in French the next year, I don't know. And what I can say is perhaps rock songs, because I would like to dance on rock and sing rock and TV. Change, always change.
I knew that. I told him, I said, when I look into your eyes, I keep forgetting my questions.
Oh, you're
it's
too
happening.
Kind.
It's happening. We must do... First of all, I want to ask you now, what was your biggest success of the three single records?
It's very difficult to say, because...
Well, money-wise.
And it's very true, but the first album was Gold Record. The second one was Gold Record too, and the third one was Gold Record. So now I hope the public will like The Lady Is Me and Making Up, Making Love. But it's very difficult to say the most important success. I have many, many chance, because the three were important success, and I hope it will go on.
You've been to Germany too. You've been to Berlin.
Yes,
to
Berlin.
The festival fair, international fair.
I went there three times for TV, and I like, because I really like the way of working there.
But you're just mouthing there, huh? You're not singing really.
No, I was just dancing on my record. But it's very pleasant to work there, because there is a very fantastic organization, and we work in really good conditions. And it's not the case in all the TV in Europe.
With a person like you, some people are interested, of course, if you're already married or if you have a steady...
I'm not. I'm not, because I think I'm too young, and I have too many things to discover. And I want to travel around the world. Before, I want to see, to do
you
many
see a
things.
Lot of men, then. And traveling around the world puts you in a lot of situations where you think maybe this one.
No. But I'm I'm too young, and
what is the birthday?
It's a very
just
important.
Don't choose. Give away the year. Your day, birthday.
My birthday.
Yeah, just the day, not the year. Day and month.
The 19th July. But I must say the year, 1957.
Okay. 57. Thank you very much. Karin, we're running out of tape. Fine. We there's still a little bit left. I need some promos. Like you say, hello, this is Karin Cheryl on Achim Special.
Achim Special?
Yeah. Can you do that?
Just that?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Karin Cheryl on Harem Special.
My first name is Achim. It is very German, A-C-H-I-M, Achim. There's only one English word, which is ich.
Okay.
Where the Americans say ch. I don't know if the French have a word with ch. Do the French have a word with ch?
No, il n'y a pas cela en français.
Can you say ch, Achim?
Non, non, il n'y a pas cela, c'est Achim.
Yeah, yeah.
Vous le prononcez comme ça.
Yeah, yeah.
Vous voulez que je recommence à là?
Oui.
D'accord.
Hello,
mais tout ça, ça va être coupé, hein. C'est monté, parce que sinon...
Ah oui, nous faisons cela.
Hello, it's Karin Cheryl on Achim Special.
Very good.
Now das for ausgezeichnet?
Yeah. That's good.
Wunderbar.
How many years did you learn German in school?
Oh, I was very young. I learned for 4 years, but it was 7 years ago.
Yeah. Did you attend
I'm not very
high
old,
school?
But
I know, yes.
I have forgotten all the vocabulary. I remember the grammar, but I can't found the words. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
An old bookstore in the corner, they sell dictionaries.
I'm going to learn again, once more, German.
Yeah, maybe
I have
you
to.
Need it. Maybe they're buying
I
your
know,
records
I,
like
I
hotcakes.
I know I need it. I know it's very, very important. And to
but
sing.
It's a lousy language.
To sing in German.
It's not a nice language, I know.
Why?
Too many.
No. I don't think so. I think it depends on the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. It depends on the voice,
right,
the
there.
Feeling.
True.
And if you have a beautiful voice,
language,
and if you speak with your heart and with the.
Right,
I think it's beautiful. Yes, uh-huh. It's not true.
C'est vrai. Okay, Karen, merci beaucoup pour l'interview. Et bonne chance pour la future. Et que je peux jouer beaucoup de disques de toi dans mes émissions en futur.
Dankeschön. À bientôt.